Yo, welcome to Simply Bitcoin Live. We're your number one source for the peaceful Bitcoin revolution and the cover breaking news, culture, mediatic warfare. We will be your guide through the separation of money and state. Amazing news from El Salvador. Absolutely crazy. There's a literal government office in El Salvador called the Bitcoin office. Holy cow, that is amazing. Specifically, it's called the National Bitcoin Office of El Salvador under President Nayib Bukele. Incredibly bullish. They had an announcement yesterday that I think was absolutely historic. We're going to cover it. We're going to get into the details. We also have someone who's contributing to the whole El Salvador movement. We have that guest. We brought him on. And of course, one of the one and only legendary meme lords, the one and only ICO offender, one and two, yellow. Maybe not number one. Number one is lost. I think number one has been staying with me for the last couple of weeks. But we do have number two, your favorite Greek Muppet, yellow, is here. And of course, my legendary co-host, the one and only. How you doing, Opti? Good to see you, my friend.
Your favorite Greek Muppet. Oh man. Yeah, dude, doing good. Another day in paradise. We're almost down for the week, so we're putting in the work. Second week of the year, almost down. So man, you know, this is gonna be a good one. And the synchronicity of this, you know, we're gonna morph the culture around my first Bitcoin, and we got this El Salvador news. So this is gonna be a good one. I'm excited for this.
I'm super pumped as well. And of course, I'm going to start bringing up our guests. We have Ronnie. Opti, why don't you tell everybody what Ronnie does?
I mean, we got our guest here. Why doesn't he do it? He's from Meet Premier Bitcoin, my first Bitcoin in El Salvador, an initiative to orange pill the nation. But Ronnie, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm Ronnie with Meet Premier Bitcoin here in El Salvador. And we focus on education of Bitcoin literacy and financial literacy at a very basic level. We believe that it's very important to have these two tools, and there shouldn't be any barriers to it. There shouldn't be any financial barriers to it at all. Money is something that we deal with every day. It's a big part of our lives. And so we believe it's super important that we educate the population on these two factors, and Bitcoin being a big part of it as well. So that's what we're trying to do. It's fantastic down here.
You play such an important role, man. I'm super happy, and frankly, I'm honored to have you on the show today, because what you do is the grassroots movement that we talk about so much on this show. That's what it's about. It's really about educating the masses. Anyways, I want to bring up the one and only, the legendary yellow, which he looks like he left.
Yeah, give me a second. I'm nearly done. Yeah, so yeah, you gotta push the thing, right? Okay, I gotta. Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah, I was talking with Craig. He had problems, as always.
It's always a good show when Yellow is able to make it. Anyways, I'm really excited. Lots to talk about. We also have a clip to review. I can't believe this happened. El Salvador Miss Universe. Anyways, we're going to check all of that. We're going to talk about it. Let's start the show. Let's do it.
The Bitcoin Numbers.
Brought to you by Noddle. At this point, you should be running your own Bitcoin node. If you don't use your own Bitcoin node, you're trusting someone else's. Run your own version of Bitcoin Core, the Lightning Network, Whirlpool, and Dojo, all from the comfort of your own home. And if you're a digital nomad, you have absolutely no excuse, because now you can run a Noddle through a virtual private server. Visit noddle.eu today. All right, everybody, the Bitcoin price is 18,194, the sats per dollar 5,496, the block height 771,610, the reachable Bitcoin nodes 15,242, blocks of the halving 68,390, halving estimate April 25th, 2024, total Lightning Network capacity 5,193, capacity value $94 million, realized monetary inflation 1.76%, and the market capitalization of Bitcoin $350 billion with the B. Yellow, could you do these for us, please?
Yeah, price, it's like 18K, I think. I can't see it. Like, why is it so small, man? Sats per dollar, 5,499. Market capitalization, we said that. Anyway, that's not like very accurate. It depends how much Barry has. Like, Barry, what's the deal, man?
Oh, man, this is why I love having Yellow on the show. Anyways, guys, we're going to talk. So a couple things that I wanted to bring up, actually. First of all, I'm gonna actually let you guys be surprised by the second thing. But I have to give context before I play this clip, because then it doesn't make sense. So this is the legendary one and only Lynn Alden. And she says, in the future, the idea of central policymakers purposely creating more unemployment as a primary way to contain inflation might be seen as the economics equivalent of bloodletting in medicine. So bloodletting was a practice back in back in the day, you know, put it like that, of where they would take leeches and they would attach leeches to people's body. And it was thought that taking out the infected blood would sometimes cure them. And then looking back on that, you look at that, you're like, that was a terrible idea, right? But of course, in hindsight, it was a terrible idea at the time, right? You know, the highest level doctors are the ones recommending that, right? And I think that analogy is so fitting and it's perfectly appropriate for this example. And then the original tweet that she retweeted was a tweet by David Adler, and it says, Larry Summers reclining on a tropical island and instructing the proles that, quote, there's going to need to be an increase in unemployment to contain inflation. And yeah, I completely agree with that. Like, look at the back of his island. Like, that's not a green screen. That guy's just living the life. Anyways, everybody, let's check out the clip and then we'll talk about it.
El Salvador. This look represents El Salvador's history of currency. For a long time, cocoa was used, and then the colón, until it was replaced by the US dollar. In 2021, El Salvador became the first country in the world to use Bitcoin as legal tender. You don't need a sash to walk around dressed as cash like El Salvador.
I've been speaking in a different way about the Fed in the last couple of months than I had been before. And that's because, for whatever reason, they have come around to views quite close to mine. They think inflation is the primary concern. They explicitly recognize that there's going to need to be increases in unemployment to contain inflation. They recognize the salience of labor market developments as a kind of super core measure of inflation. They're showing awareness of the fact that the neutral interest rate is a real interest rate concept rather than a nominal interest rate concept.
I can't listen to any more of it. Okay, so the part in the beginning with the announcer, El Salvador going out with the money caught, dude. I can't believe this is where we are. Like, that is absolutely crazy. Could you have imagined that, right? The female contestant that was representing El Salvador in the Miss Universe pageant. Could you have, if I told you that 10 years ago, this is where Bitcoin was going to be at, what would you have, you would have been like, Nico, you're fucking crazy. Get the fuck away from me. Right? Like, I can't believe this is here. We're also fighting the monetary demons at the same time. You could not have written a better script than reality. Like, this is absolutely bonkers. Now the Larry Summers bit, look, I think those tweets perfectly encompass it. Perfect. Like, you have this contillionaire sitting on this beautiful beach, right, surrounded by beautiful palm trees with this beautiful weather, and he's basically saying, yes, we need unemployment to rise, meaning we need people to lose their jobs to calm down inflation. Like, talk about the disaster of central planning. And I think that is a perfect example. That example personifies what the fiat system represents, what the fiat system is. That video in itself is an example of that. Like, if you had a dictionary and it's a video dictionary and you looked up like what a contillionaire was, that video would just pop up, right? Anyways, I'm going to start with Yellow. Yellow, what did you think of the El Salvador Miss Universe pageant?
I don't know, man. It's a little bit cringy. It's a little bit cringy. it's a little bit silly and not the good kind. I guess it's adoption. Is it?
Welcome. Is that adoption? Is that adoption? Is that considered adoption?
Welcome to adoption, I guess. Oh, I have nothing.
Oh, man. Yeah, I guess that's adoption. That's true. Like, I guess that would be considered adoption. Anyways, Ronnie, what are your thoughts on? I'll move it on to the. what did you think about?
Like, what's crazier, right? What's crazier? Yeah. This, like you said, this contillionaire. What blows my mind more is it that we need unemployment in this type of situation, or is it the Bitcoin Miss Universe? Like, I actually don't know what world I'm living in. I don't know which one's crazier. They both are just, I never thought I'd see, have we reached peak adoption when it's on the Miss Universe, or is this just the beginning? I don't know. It none of it makes sense to me, but that's what drives me to make sense of it all, you know?
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's absolutely insane. I 100% agree with you. Also, shout out. Thank you so much for the super chat. J-Dub, the Laker, says, Simply Bitcoin, one of my favorite shows. Thanks, fella. Man, I appreciate you, bro. Thank you so much. Really appreciate the support. Opti, what do you think of the Miss Universe thing?
Wow. You already know what I was going to say. El Salvador Miss Universe is a babe, obviously.
God first damn and it, foremost,
hey, let me just point out the obvious. Hey,
but wait. Are you saying that because of her costume? Like, what if she walked out in a fiat costume? Would you say the same thing?
Know, I mean, less clothes, the better. But hey,
Jesus Christ, Opti.
But I mean, I kind of have the same thoughts as Yellow. And someone put it in the chat here. Let me get this back up because it was a good comment.
That is a comment that is solely of Opti. That does not come from Simply Bitcoin as an organization. Yeah,
what's the disclaimer? These are my own thoughts. This is not a representation of Simply Bitcoin. But I like Maxwell's equations right here. He goes, the top is in with that outfit? ? Wait, the bottom is in with the old guy? I'm confused. So, you know, I think it's kind of a testament to the idea that I've said on the show a long time ago is that the Bitcoin signal can't be stopped. Bitcoin is very obviously going mainstream, as we can tell. And, you know, it's just it's something, again, I've said in the past, like Bitcoin has put El Salvador on the map, and like you're it's like a symbiotic relationship, and forever in time, El Salvador will be connected with Bitcoin as being the first country to adopt Bitcoin. And, you know, we're just seeing this happen in real life. And then also to the second video, which I was kind of confused, Nico, when you put them together. You had the Lynn Alden tweet, and then you did like the El Salvador Miss Universe. I'm like, wait, did he play the wrong clip? But anyways, again, the unproductive class, the high-level parasites are just so detached from reality. It's incredible. And, you know, he's on a private island in the Caribbean. He's got a very nice background. He's living a good life. And what does he say as Lynn Alden was quote tweeting, the proles need to lose their jobs so that we can move forward into the economy. It's absolutely insane that the status quo is boom and bust cycles.
She's been dumped. a friend of the show and a good friend of mine, BTC Sessions, says Christy Lagarde has some competition. Opti may be unfaithful. Shout out to Mike Denver. Appreciate the super chat, man. Says, who the F can't afford $2? Oh, man. I appreciate it, bro. Thank you guys all for the support. Anyways, guys, we have some very nice things to talk about during the news. Let's check it out.
The Daily News.
brought to you by Blockstream Jade, built by Bitcoiners for Bitcoiners. It's an open source hardware wallet for the cold storage of Bitcoin. Blockstream Jade houses a full color camera, allowing for fully air gapped Bitcoin transactions. Scan and display QR codes directly on the device to sign transactions and verify addresses with ease. Use your Blockstream Jade with your favorite wallet software, such as the Blockstream Green, Blue Wallet, Electrum, and Sparrow. Get yourself a Blockstream Jade today and take self-custody of your Bitcoin.
All right. It is a historic moment. Absolutely crazy. The Bitcoin office, the National Bitcoin Office of El Salvador under President Bukele announced this yesterday. Says, quote, the tweet, it says, El Salvador is Bitcoin country. Bitcoin is money. Everything else is a security. Today, El Salvador builds on a first mover advantage by passing landmark legislation, establishing a legal framework for all digital assets that are not Bitcoin, as well as those issued on Bitcoin. The law also paves the way for Volcano bonds, which will soon begin issuing. El Salvador is the epicenter of Bitcoin adoption and thus economic freedom, financial sovereignty, censorship resistance, and unconfiscatable wealth. When we issue the first of the Volcano bonds, we will once again be blazing the path forward for this new monetary revolution. With the passing of the digital securities law, El Salvador will offer unprecedented consumer protection from bad actors in the crypto space, while also firmly establishing that we are open for business to all those who wish to build the future with us on Bitcoin. The new legislation also creates the National Digital Assets Commission, the regulating agency in charge of applying the securities law and protecting the rights of digital asset purchasers as well as issuers in El Salvador, and of deterring fraudsters from operating here. The law plants another flag in history for El Salvador. Under President Bukele, El Salvador has become not only the safest country in Latin America, but now also the country with the strongest protection of persons' rights to economic freedom, sovereignty, and prosperity. We want the world to know that we are just getting started. El Salvador is Bitcoin country. Get ready for good times, because we will keep winning. And these beautiful pictures of El Salvador. Check out this tweet by Paulo. He is the chief technology officer at Bitfinex, and also, more interesting, the chief technology officer at Tether. Today, El Salvador establishes a legal framework for all digital assets. Mainstream media always claimed that the digital assets law would never pass, once again understanding little to nothing about the commitment of El Salvador to Bitcoin. I can see already their article starting tomorrow with, quote, but. Anyways, this is a great victory. El Salvador is on an amazing trajectory, proving to its citizens their best tools for freedom. So if you are a shitcoin developer, it is a bad day for you in El Salvador right now. Now it's becoming apparent. Well, it's law now, or from my understanding from those tweet threads, can't get away with what you've been getting away with for a long time, right? It obviously puts Bitcoin on its own. Now, I don't know how I feel, to be honest, about a government agency getting to dictate what is security and what is not a security. I don't know how I feel about that, to be honest. But I'll tell you what, I think that overall it's good news. I think that's definitely going to protect people in El Salvador from shitcoin scams. Now, it's interesting also that El Salvador is the first country to adopt something like this. And I'll leave it at that. Those are my thoughts on that. Anyways, Ronnie, what are your thoughts on this, man? You're on the ground over there. Were you aware that this passed or this happened?
I was aware. I think I found out last night. So just under 12 hours. I didn't have enough time to actually read through the bill, like just how you did. But it was fantastic to see, just kind of meditating it on it this morning. It's good to see that, you know, Bitcoin is on one end, and then you have securities, all other crypto on the other. As I mentioned to you right before we got on live, I think it's setting a good precedent for the future for other countries to take note. You know, we all saw what happened with FTX, what's been going on with Celsius, what's, you know, it's I believe, whether we admit it to it or not, you know, this is coming, and somebody needs to take the front foot, put their foot to the pedal and make decisions. And I think this is a decision that is going in the right direction. Like you said, what's a security, what passes as a security, who's in charge of dictating that. I think actually having an office that can put their name on it and sign on these papers, I think that's a step, because I can know who to look to if there is a problem. You know, I can be like, well, you signed this paperwork, can you please explain this to me? It at least attributes some responsibility, right? Whereas before, anybody could come do anything and no one is responsible for anything. If you lose, you lose. Well, sorry, you should have known better. And again, that's where the education aspect comes in. That's where ethics comes in. And that's really where, you know, Mi Primer Bitcoin is we're trying to teach people the absolute basics, right? And I think this law is a step in the right direction for sure.
So speaking of Mi Primer Bitcoin, says there's a comment, I think it was High Signal. It says, Bitcoin, not crypto. The digital assets law sets an important regulatory precedent to keep away other projects out of the Bitcoin road. Yes, I agree with that. But I think my response, kind of like a free market maxi, is do you want the government getting involved and, you know, getting to dictate? Like, I'm coming from the angle of like Bitcoin's going to win on the free market anyways. It doesn't need that special protection, but who am I? I just have a simple YouTube show. Anyways, Yellow, what are your thoughts on all this? I'm going to make you full screen.
Why? Why are you putting pressure on me, man? Anyway, I'm with you, Nico. Like, I don't think regulations about Bitcoin or crypto should be dictated by any government or central authority. I'm kind of against it, even if I'm against shitcoins. Yeah, let the free market decide who gets rugged or not, like, in the end. Yeah, I don't get I don't really care about the security laws, to be honest. I don't know if that helps adoption of both Bitcoin in El Salvador or more. But yeah, in the end, free market all the way, man.
100%.
Bitcoin doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, Bitcoin doesn't care. Opti, what are your two sats on this, man? You already got me in trouble in the beginning.
That's my job, bro. Well, I kind of like how someone framed it in the YouTube, the no shit coin bill. You know, I wonder if we'll see this same type of legislation in the US, whether good or bad. Again, we'd obviously would want to see Bitcoin win on the free market, but I think this is good, right? Like, you can't scam easily in El Salvador, but yeah, man, you know, like Honey Badger don't care. It will win on the free market, and I think people will wake up to the idea that you do not want to hold shit coins, and you know, you don't need a government to tell you that. Like your personal experience will tell you that. But hey, man, I think this is like a good precedent. I mean, I'm not so sure. But hey, again, Bitcoin stays winning and it doesn't really matter. Bitcoin is a roundabout way for people to save and not get debased in their currency, their local currency. So, I mean, it seems like a good idea. It seems like good PR. But again, you know, we are free market maxis and we'd like to see Bitcoin win on the free market. And
the metrics, let me tell you something. The metrics is going to get you, man, in the end. The metrics is going to get you. It doesn't matter what you do. You got to do what you got to do about yourself, man. The metrics is going to get you. That's all.
Yellow Tate, apparently. Shout out also to Paul. Oh, man. Man, I appreciate that. Thanks, Paul. Anyways, guys, so let's check out this. Also, incredibly bullish news is something that we've been covering over the last couple of months. And the case that I've been making for you guys, right, is that Bitcoin's incentives are more powerful than coercion. And the CBDCs, rely on coercion to be implemented. If people have a choice, right, just kind of think about it like basic, you know, just break it down, right? If people have a choice between using a currency that loses value over time, inflation is built in. If people have a choice between using a currency that is censored, right, or a country that is censorship resistant and a currency that is deflationary, what do you think people are going to choose, right? And I think that's exactly what's happening. That's happening in Nigeria. So this is an announcement, and it says, quote, as far as we're concerned, Nigeria will become a full non-cash economy by March 1st, 2023. As a consequence, any government official that withdraws even one naira cash from any public account from March 1st will be investigated and prosecuted, right? This is a continued demonization of cash. And I'm calling it right now. This is a foreshadowing into the future as people, right, continue to opt out into something like Bitcoin, right? The government's trying to force the people of Nigeria to use a money of which they can control and debase, I might add. And it looks like people are just not having it. People are just not okay with it, right? So that's why they're trying to get rid of cash. And you're hearing these ideas in the West of people to get rid of cash, which is a very scary precedent, because if you think about what cash enables, right, you put the inflation aside, it allows anonymous transactions. It allows peer-to-peer transactions without any middleman. What the system that they want is they want a middleman in between. Why? Because they can capture that middleman, right? So anyways, so moving on, you know, this was the announcement, right? The demonization of cash. Now, here is this article that I found from the Cato Institute or Cato.org, right? It says Nigeria restricts cash to push what? A central bank digital currency. It says faced with dismal adoption rates of CBDC, the Central Bank of Nigeria has restricted cash withdrawals to push citizens into using its CBDC. Unfortunately, restrictions on and the eventual elimination of cash are just one of the risks that Norbert Michel and I warned about in a paper we published in November. Nigeria launched its CBDC in the fall of 2021, but few Nigerians have been eager to use it. Current estimates suggest less than 0.5% of Nigerians are using the CBDC. To put that number into perspective, more than 50% of Nigerians use cryptocurrency. When it comes to increasing the popularity of a product, the private sector usually only has so many options. For instance, the product itself could be improved or the price could be discounted. To their credit, the Central Bank of Nigeria tried both options. In August, the CBDC program was changed so that Nigerians no longer had to have bank accounts to use the CBDC, a bid to attract the 55% of adults that are unbanked. And then in October, the central bank offered a 5% discount for taxi payments in an effort to discount the price of using the CBDC. Yet governments have few privileges that ordinary businesses do not. Namely, they can increase adoption by establishing legal barriers to hinder alternatives or outright prohibit those alternatives. The Central Bank of Nigeria already took steps to prohibit cryptocurrencies, but now it seems even cash isn't safe, as cash withdrawals are now limited, right? So if you want to see where the future is heading, when we say Bitcoin or slavery, that is where it's heading. That is 100% where it's heading. And put the dots together. Remember the United Nations report that says we must de-incentivize developing countries to adopt something like Bitcoin and shitcoins. We must incentivize to adopt a CBDC. Now, the question that I have for you, Anon, is who is this CBDC program really benefiting? Is it benefiting the people of Nigeria? Because it clearly they want to use an alternative. Now, what's not talked about in that article, what central bankers, what governments report never talk about, is why people are choosing an alternative in the first place. If you had a choice between something that is censorship resistant and is deflationary, meaning your purchasing power increases over time, and your other choice was something that they could censor and something that they can inflate, meaning your purchasing power decreases over time, which one are you going to choose? It's incredibly obvious what that choice is, but they don't want you to have that choice. Why is that? Well, the ability to print money is a very important mechanism in which how governments pay for themselves, specifically the governments that don't dictate their own monetary policy. So taking that away from them is a very tough pill to swallow. And a lot of them aren't just going to just go gently into that good night. That's how they've been able to afford a lot of these bureaucracies and a lot of these endless wars that normally would have been unaffordable, because you would literally cause a revolution if you were taxing people that much money. So, but they get away with it with the hidden tax of inflation. And now you have the Nigerian people saying, hey, no, I don't like your stuff. It just doesn't work. I'm going to choose an alternative. It's just a matter of time before the rest of the world wakes up to this reality. It's just a matter of time before they realize what is going on here. And it looks like Nigeria is presenting a great case study on how this is going to play out. It's obvious. It's on the wall. We've been covering this for 6 months, and it's just, they continue to raise the bar, right? Low adoption on CBDCs, huge adoption on Bitcoin and shitcoins. And what does the government do? No, we have to get rid of cash. So we have to stop people. We have to decide what people could spend their money on. We have to limit withdrawals. Why should the government have that much power? And I have a question for you, right? Do you believe that the government knows how to handle money better than you know how to handle your own money? That's the big question, right? That's the million-dollar question. Now I'm going to pass it on to Yellow and make him full screen. Yellow, what do you believe?
Okay, first of all, I didn't hear anything you said. But I think the subject is all about control. I don't know if you said anything about it. And total control of the people through their best kind of tool they have for freedom, which is conserving their value through their money, right? And also it has to do with onomatopoeia. Just don't ask me how to say it.
Opti, what are your thoughts on all this, man? What are your thoughts on this before we move on to Ronnie? And then the culture. We've covered darkness. This is what we've been covering. We've been covering the darkness, and then in the culture, we're going to cover the light. Opti, what are your thoughts on and of course, we had Yellow. We need some comedic relief.
Yeah. Yellow's amazing. we've been talking about this for a while. You know, obviously that news, in my opinion, is just absolutely crazy. And when I hear non-cash economy, it just means to me that more people are going to be forced into Bitcoin, because, you know, if we compare Bitcoin and the CBDC system on a fair playing field, then I think most people with a brain are going to jump into Bitcoin. It's a very easy choice. Do you want freedom money, or do you want a money that's completely controlled and that can be taken from you at will? I think the choice is very easy. And like we said, we've been covering this for a while. We've had friends on the ground in Nigeria tell us the very same thing, that the people do not want the eNaira. They do not want the CBDC. And they understand exactly what is happening. And they're starting to wake up to the idea that we talk about all the time, that, you know, Bitcoin is the only choice out here. There is no alternative to it. And that you are better off. You live a better life if you save in Bitcoin. So in my opinion, this is kind of one of those, another point on our dartboard over here, that they're afraid of Bitcoin. So, like, you know, good luck trying to ban cash, good luck trying to ban private money. People will find a way, and Bitcoin is that way. So, hey, you know, the more tyrannical governments get, the more people will get pushed into Bitcoin. So again, as the meme goes, this is good for Bitcoin, and we will just see more adoption of Bitcoin in time.
Amen. Ronnie, what are your thoughts on everything? I mean, you have a very unique perspective, because you are living in a country with massive economic freedom, opportunity. It's already migrated to a Bitcoin standard. What are your thoughts looking at the alternative? Because there really is only two alternatives. If you want to know what the future of the fiat system is, it is CBDCs. It is more censorship. It is more control, right? You live in the polar opposite of that. You live in a country that has embraced economic freedom and freedom money, basically. So what's your personal opinion on what is happening in Nigeria?
Yeah, well, it blows me away to see it happen this quickly. Actually, I would say it's what's the most worrisome thing. You know, you read about it, you see it, you understand what's happening, but you don't really think it's just going to happen overnight, where the government says, well, starting tomorrow, you know, even though it's happened time and time again, it's just something that you don't expect it. And it's very worrisome. I can understand why Nigerian people are deciding to choose Bitcoin and why the adoption is growing so much in Africa, because it is in dire need. Whereas, you know, in places in the Western world, you're talking about the US and Canada, they don't feel the need to really make that switch yet. But Bitcoin is the answer. I mean, here in El Salvador, it's that's why the education of it is just so important, because there's going to be a time where you're going to have to choose between one or the other. And there's freedom, there's uncensored, there's, you know, censorship resistant. And then there is whatever the government is telling you to do. And the government, I think Opti asked the question, do you, or was it you, Nico, do you trust the government with your money more than you do with your own money? And I mean, I know my answer, and I know Bitcoin is the answer that is going to keep, that's going to save the population from whatever they're trying to do over in Nigeria. It's really a shame to see, but also it's good to see the stats that the people are embracing Bitcoin, that the people are embracing these tools. I mean, that they really have no other choice. That's really the only thing. It's a little worrying to see how fast it's happening. But that just means we need to go into overdrive, you know, because there is an opportunity, there is an answer, there is a way out. And it's right in front of your eyes. You just need to embrace it, be told about it, become aware of it, run your own node, you know, a lot of things, a lot of steps that need to be taken. But it's important, the work that we're doing, because if not, we see what happens.
Exactly. Like that, you know, and that's why, like, when we say Bitcoin or slavery, it, like, yeah, it sounds hyperbolic, it sounds crazy, it sounds intense, but the reality is that no, like, this is really what's at stake here. And, you know, that's why the work that you're doing is so important. In fact, the work that Yellow is doing is so important as well. Like, memetics are essential, because it is, you know, this is a war over hearts and minds, right? You're trying to win over people, you're trying to wake up people to the truth, right? They don't have the truth on their side. They have misrepresentations and they're power hungry. And they fundamentally believe they know how to run your life better than you can run yourself, right? They really believe that. But their system is going to require force to be implemented. And, you know, banning of cash is the like one of the first signs of them. And you know what, guys? Another thing, if you want a sign, or if you want like something to show you that we are winning, there it is. There it is right there, right? They can't stop this thing. So they're trying to close off the on and off ramps as fast as humanly possible. Anyways, Opti, let's get to the culture. We have a lot to talk about.
The Daily Culture.
Brought to you by SwanBitcoin.com. Swan is the best way to build your Bitcoin stack, with automated Bitcoin savings plans and instant purchases, serving clients of any size from $10 to $10 million. We love Swan because they incentivize self-custody and dollar cost averaging. What are you waiting for? Visit SwanBitcoin.com today.
Let's go. Let's go. All right, guys. So as you can see on the YouTube show, this is me, Bradmead Bitcoin, aka at My First Bitcoin on Twitter, and this is Ronnie. So I mean, I could talk about this, but since we got Ronnie here, I think, you know, we'll just give him the floor, and let's just start from the beginning. What is me, Bradmead Bitcoin? What is My First Bitcoin? What are you guys doing? And then we'll jump in from there.
Thanks, Opti. Thanks for that introduction. Thank you for having me on again. I am Ronnie from My First Bitcoin, and we are an organization that focuses on education of Bitcoin literacy and financial literacy here right now in El Salvador on the ground. The importance of the education and at a very fundamental level is kind of what our roots come from. You know, our vision is a world where the youth or people feel empowered to make their own decisions. You know, just like we were just talking about, do you trust the government more or do you trust yourself more? Well, we're here to empower every individual, teaching them the basics, the skills, basic skills, fundamental financial skills of money and why Bitcoin is the answer. And so we've been doing that across El Salvador now. We were founded after the Bitcoin law, which was September 7th, 2021. And there was just an opportunity to teach an entire nation really about Bitcoin and the importance of it. And just wanting to set a precedent that the rest of the world can follow. Just like we were talking about earlier, this is coming. It's coming even faster than I think we all realize. And so it's time to go into overdrive because there's a lot of work to be done.
I love it. Yeah, we talk about that all the time. Like, I hate saying Bitcoin is inevitable, but it is here and people are waking up to this. So again, back to Meet Premier Bitcoin. How many students have you guys educated and how is it going? There's actually a lot of questions in the chat. Maybe it could be the follow-up question. But just to be clear, is Bitcoin spreading outside of El Zante, outside of Bitcoin Beach? Maybe you can connect these two questions together into one answer.
Yeah, totally. I mean, this is a grassroots project and we all started here kind of, okay, well, what are we going to do? There's a whole nation that we really need to educate. And so through some ups and downs, through some error, through some trial and error, now we're seeing that there is Bitcoin adoption and we're focusing specifically on Bitcoin adoption in specific parts of the country. We don't just want people to come to El Salvador and only stay in El Zante. I mean, El Zante is beautiful. I live here. But there are other places. El Salvador is such a beautiful country, full of just, I mean, I'm just a broken record and you've heard it before, but the people are lovely, so welcoming, and they're really eager to learn. And they want you to come. They want you to go to Ruta de las Flores in Ataco. They want you to go to the volcanoes of Santa Ana. They want you to go to Surf City 2 in San Miguel. You know, so our focus for 2023 is to go to these separate parts of the country and start educating more than in 2022. To answer your question, we did roughly over 10,000 Salvadorans were able to take one of our Bitcoin classes, whether it was just an introductory course, courses for commerce, or the Bitcoin diploma, which is what we're deploying across many of the public institutions here in El Salvador. So we're really just trying to get this Bitcoin standard across so that more people can come and feel welcomed and enjoy this freedom that Nico mentioned.
Let's go. Yeah.
If I may ask a question.
Jump in, Yellow.
So Ronnie, how do you see the locals slowly reacting to the whole Bitcoin thing? Do they see it as an opportunity for them to basically use the incoming tourism or the growing real estate market? I think it's rising. Like how do you see the reaction from the locals?
There is, you know, there's the boom in tourism, there's the boom in real estate, and just like any other product, really, you know, there's going to be the early adopters and then there's going to be the people who come in later. I would say many of the earlier adopters who were in before the last bull run, they are getting to understand. I mean, they've gone through going through a cycle right now, and they've went through the ups and they're going through their downs. And then you have the newcomers, the new people who are getting introduced to it, and all they see is the downward trend. So you do lose some people in there, and that's really when the second touch point, the third touch point becomes so important, because you want to be there to support the people who maybe bought in at 45,000 was their first purchase, but you've been saying DCA, DCA, DCA the entire time. So the support is important. The growth is there. The people who, again, were in maybe before the last bull run, they're understanding really what it is. And they're seeing people coming in from outside of El Salvador who want to come and spend their Bitcoin, who are interested in what's going on, who want to buy their food, you know, pay for tours, pay for the electricity, their home, their rent. They're coming. So the early adopters are having a great time enjoying it and learning more about it. And then our job is to continue supporting the people who maybe haven't had the best year.
Whatever the prize does, we can all agree that like El Salvador is a winner in the end. GBD wise, like tourism is up, real estate is up. Like all the industries basically are up due to the incoming influx of crazy fucking Bitcoiners making purchases of their coffees and making like videos on Twitter. Like, so yeah,
exactly.
Why don't you like Bitcoin? Why don't you adopt Bitcoin? Other Latin American countries, come on, man.
It's coming. It's definitely coming. I mean, we want to hear from people all over Central America or Latin America that want to, you know, figure it out and do the same thing. I mean, at the end of the day, the vision really isn't just El Salvador to be like this. The vision is for the whole world to feel empowered. And so, you know, hit us up on Twitter or you can email us and we'll work together. We'll figure out a way.
Love it. You mentioned the Bitcoin Diploma Program. And so maybe you can touch on that as well. And then also, as you just kind of segued into, I thought it was very interesting how you guys have open sourced your workbook. So it's back to this idea of the information is out there. It's open source and other countries can use the same playbook. So maybe you can touch on this for the people and then we'll have one more question and we'll roll into the memes.
Yeah, I mean, I think it... I mentioned it a little bit earlier on, is this education. I believe, and the team believes, there shouldn't be any barrier to understanding Bitcoin financial literacy. And so our Bitcoin diploma is open source. It's on our GitHub and it's in Spanish. There is a translation, and we're actually, I guess I'm going to plug that we've entered into a Geyser grant for translations, because we want to be able to translate the diploma in as many languages as possible. Because this education is important. I mean, just to give you a quick rundown of the diploma, it's a 10-week program, and it really goes through the fundamentals of what is money. We spend a big chunk of time as to learning what is money, the properties of money. You know, we're talking about inflation, monetary debasement, all these topics that we've touched upon. So we go through what money is, and then in the last few chapters, we actually start discussing Bitcoin and why it's an answer to all these problems that we currently have in this fiat system that we're living in. And then after the 10 weeks, we go through a verification process that actually puts into practice what you've learned. And we test your ability to back up a custodial wallet. A non-custodial wallet. And so you back up your wallet, make sure that your money's in there. You know, we verify that you understand it, and then you can begin your journey as a Bitcoiner.
Absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. The last final question is just to help you guys. So how can people help you guys? What do you guys need support from the Simply Bitcoin fam out there? What are your goals for 2023 and moving forward?
Yeah, we have big goals for 2023. As I mentioned, we need to go harder. We need to go into overdrive. Last year was great, but we're trying to 20x it this year. So we're trying to do over 300,000 Salvadorans, which is still a small portion of the entire population. So we do have a Geyser grant going on right now. And we also have a Geyser campaign. I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly. And so what we're looking for is we need funds to continue to translate the diploma and to continue teaching the people of El Salvador so that you guys can come here and enjoy the country. So you can find that link on our Twitter page, on our Twitter handle. You can donate directly onto our website, miprimerbitcoin.io. And yeah, I mean, we appreciate the support. We're here on the ground, and we hope to see the Simply Bitcoin team here in El Salvador very soon.
Let's go. Yeah, I went there. I think it was April or May of last year. Had a blast, hung out in the hammocks, got in the water, went surfing, enjoyed the black sand beaches. Absolutely loved it. I can't wait to get back down there.
I think we are all going to be in El Salvador in the next halving with the halving party.
Exactly.
Right? Nice. Yes, look forward to that.
Yeah. Shout out to Sean.
Shout out to Sean. Yeah, we will be down there for the halving party.
I'll make sure to bring in as many of those 300,000 orange-pilled Salvadorans to the halving party. That'll be a really good one.
Awesome.
Let's go. Awesome. All right, let's get into the meme review, Nico, unless you got something else to add.
Man.
Nico, are you doing Sudoku? What are you doing?
I am doing Sudoku. I just won. No, this is my two stats on all this. And I'm going to connect this with what we were talking about during the news. These are the two alternatives, and people like yourself, Ronnie, are the people on the ground that you are in the very front lines of this adoption thing that we're all experiencing, right? It really does fall into your shoulders because you are on the ground every single day trying to get people to adopt this new operating system of the world, right? I can't emphasize how important it is. People like Ronnie, fine, me and Opti show up on YouTube, no screen on the rooftops, but we are talking to Bitcoiners, right? It's Bitcoiners that watch this show. People like Ronnie are talking to people that aren't necessarily Bitcoiners. I mean, it's in the name, my first Bitcoin, mi primera Bitcoin, right? So, and that is where the change is going to happen. It's new people, the everyday average person that's not necessarily tech savvy, adopting this new financial system that is Bitcoin. I can't emphasize how important that is. You guys, check out his project. It's super cool. Not only check it out, support it as well. Like, this is where the battle is happening. How else do I put it? No, I think I put it the best I can. Anyways,
okay, I'll keep you out.
Thanks, Nico. I really appreciate it.
The only way to improve yourself and make something out of yourself is discipline. And we had hard money until 71, and you could do that. Like, you could be disciplined with yourself, and you could do something with your money, right? Like, but now they're fucking robbing you out of it with inflation, right? Like, they're robbing you your discipline. They're everything is fake. So the only thing to do is be disciplined, change yourself by stacking sats, and everything's going to be good. Relax after that. It's Amen. Not that complicated.
Amen. All right, everybody, let's get to the meme review.
The Daily Meme Review.
Brought to you by Kaboom Racks. I get this question all the time. Nico, where should I buy Bitcoin miners? The answer is Kaboom Racks. It's the best place to buy Bitcoin miners. That's where you're going to find the best deals and the best prices. Start your mining utopia today. To check out their racks, you got to go to t.me/KaboomRacks. Join their Telegram group and start your mining journey today. Kaboom Racks.
Okay. Okay, it was funny because it went to yellow. But this is the meme review. This is your favorite portion of the show. You guys are the frontline soldiers. Tweets are the bullets. Memes are the artillery. And continue to ridicule.
No.
The high level parasites.
No. Malaka. Imposter.
Wait, are we going to have a yellow war?
Fuck off. No. Get out of here, man.
All right, guys. Well, you already know, this is the meme review. Drop your meme review score in the chat so we can cover it live. And this first one, if you guys aren't aware, the Bitcoin price has been pumping the last few days. Of course, we don't like to speculate on the price, but I love this meme by Dr. Bitcoin. He's got Leonardo DiCaprio in The Revenant. I believe that's what it's called. 18,000 in 2022, and it was painful. And now, Leonardo in The Gatsby, 18,000 in 2023. This is all of us right now toasting. Let's go. Again, on the same vein, we hit it yesterday, so we got all these memes last night. Shouts out to my boy, Nick Can't Mine. And I know you Bitcoiners out there are feeling this same exact feeling right now. You bought Bitcoin at the top, it dropped, and now that it's pumping, you're just, let's fuck fucking go. Let's go. You know, DCA is the way. Anyway, this next one, shouts out to Joshua Eberly. I absolutely love this. This is the meme review, and I say it all the time. You guys are the frontline soldiers in this information war. And we got a little Pepe the Frog, and he goes, U.S. Meme Corps, letter of acceptance. Fight in the meme war today. And we got, you know, the veteran meme war veteran up here looking up at him. Yes, we're in the meme war. And it's just you leaving your house. You don't have to go anywhere. Join the meme war today. Make the memes. Speaking of meme wars, shouts out to our boy Rope. He is a frontline soldier in the memetic war out there. And he's got this meme, and he goes, it looks like a fortune cookie reading. It goes, pretty much every problem on Earth, and we got a scientist going 100x looking at the problems of the Earth. And it is just fiat money. If you know, you know. Fix the money, fix the world. This is something we say all the time. This next one, shouts out to our boy Toxic Cat. He hangs out all the time in our Telegram group. And I don't know how to say this movie's name, so I'm not going to even attempt it. But we got the World Economic Forum, and it goes, you can't defeat me. And then we got the plebs. He goes, I know, but she can.
And we got Thor Ragnarok.
And we got Miss Universe from El Salvador there. Obviously, you guys know. This next one, shouts out to RDBTC. I'm pretty sure you guys all heard on Twitter last night. Apparently, Twitter is going to unveil their own Twitter coin. Absolutely wrecked.
We're going to cover that tomorrow.
There we go. Perfect. Elon, come on, man. Anyways, we got this little meme here, and we got the king of the dumbs over here, and he goes, I am the dumbest man alive. And then we got Elon. Twitter needs its own shitcoin, and he bows and says, you're clearly dumber. Here's your crown. Okay, so next one, the BTC therapist. He goes, laser eyes till fiat dies. We see you guys taking your laser eyes off. Cough, cough, Nico. Anyways, the Earth in 2023, no laser eyes. The Earth in 2140, laser eyes, when the global Bitcoin standard has been ushered in. Let's go. In honor. Hold on. In honor of Nico, scores all week. Again, drop your meme review score chat in the chat so that we can cover it. In honor of Nico's scores all week, I give you this empty Gatorade bottle.
Man, I'm going to give it a very special score. You guys can never match this score. I'm going to give it yellow.
What? Wow. You cannot give me away, man.
Yeah, I'm giving you away, yellow. You've been here way too long.
Okay. Anyway, I'm going to give them this can of Red Bull here that I hold. I think it's the perfect meme. The perfect gift, I mean.
I agree. 100%. Ronnie, what would you give those memes?
I would present them with the 2022 Miss El Salvador pageant costume.
Oh, God. Why are you bringing that up? Opti, keep your mouth shut, bro.
Well, hey, I won't do the honors, but yeah, we got a pretty good score already in.
Wait. This is Simply Bitcoin Live. Put your score in the live chat. Opti and I always wear the represent merch every single day. Opti's wearing the Peaceful Revolution with the orange pill. Guys, you can only get this on representltd.com. And you can take advantage of the promo code simply-bitcoin. Simply Bitcoin merch dropped. It's freaking awesome. There's a cap supply. The black hoodies are already sold out. There's a link down in the description. Check out representltd.com today. Like I said, use the promo code simply-bitcoin, 10% discount. Anyways, Opti, let's check out some of the scores.
No.
Shut up, Yellow. Okay. Be aware and focus. Meme score, Yellow's Red Rocket. What does that mean?
Oh, my goodness, Nico.
Tatum.
Anyways, go on.
Shout out, Tatum. I gave these memes one inverse bra. Inferior species, FYI. I don't get it, but I hope I didn't say anything bad. Next one, Opti. What do we have?
Maxwell's equations. I give the memes a Miss Salvador kaboom rack. Oh, okay.
Hey.
Kaboom racks. Matt Fry, Matt FRL. I give the memes one Malacca King. All hail King of Malaccas.
Malacca. No.
Max Trotter, I give the memes a purple pilled puppet. What does that look like, Yellow? I give those memes 275,839 empty essential bottles.
Great score.
Extemos, I give the memes a Miss El Salvador costume. Very nice. Let's go. Elaine, I give those memes yellows kitty on the couch. Oh, kitty on the couch. Ropes, as I rate the memes, a microscope slide. For fuck's sakes,
apparently I said it wrong. Hey, king of the dumbs, whatever.
Oh man. Okay. Next one, P Man Van. I give the memes Elon pumping a shittier coin than Doge. That is true. Elon wants to create his own money. Crypto potato. Those memes were fire. I scored them a bottle of krill oil capsules. Very, very nice. Andres says, I give the memes a confirmed 23rd of December prophecy. Very nice. Very nice. Next one, Bitcoin Becca. I give the memes Miss Universe Greece singing Don't Stop Believing whilst making a watermelon salad in an outdoor kitchen.
All right.
No specific. All right.
Very specific.
Very detailed there.
I give, and then last one. Extemos, I changed my name to whatever Yellow is smoking.
It's natural.
These aren't scores, they're just roasting me. Guys, check out Simply Bitcoin Unfiltered. It's the written version of this show. Simply Bitcoin, the blog, is dropping hot fire. Go to www.simplybitcoin.news. shout out to our awesome writers. The team is way too big to name them all, but you guys know who you are. They're awesome. Check it out, guys. It's absolutely free. Drop in some sauce. Also, check out Simply Bitcoin's Telegram group. Go to www.t.me/SimplyBitcoinTV. There's 700 people in there dropping memes. It's a party. You don't want to miss it. Go check it out, guys. All right, Opti, software or pleb site?
Site.
Let's check it out.
Pleb sites.
Brought to you by CipherSafe. Don't be that person that loses their Bitcoin seed due to fire damage, water damage, dog attacks. Back up your generational Bitcoin wealth on Steel, and there's no better place to do it than the Cypher Grid by CipherSafe. And now check out their new Bitcoin art, the Bitcoin Rulux Triangle, only on CipherSafe.io.
All right, guys. So today's site is plebeian.market. There's an auction going live right now. It's going to be live for the next 24 hours. I think someone told me 48 hours, but it says 24 hours here. Gigi is, as he said himself, prostituting himself out for a good cause. So you can he's auctioning off an hour of his time, and they are debating, or they're donating that money to HODLNOT's cause. So 1 hour one-on-one video call with Dirt Gigi. Ask him anything. It's going live for one day, 21 hours, 48 minutes, and 44 seconds. So plebeian.market auctions right now live. Go donate to a good cause, and then go hang out with Gigi and get cosmic with Gigi. I'm sure that'll be a good time.
Hell yeah.
Okay, 48 hours confirmed.
Boom, boom, boom. All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. Another episode of Simply Bitcoin. I want to give a shout out to our awesome guest, Yellow. Thank you so much for joining us today. Where can people find you, bro?
Twitter.
Okay, that's where you could find Yellow. And, of course, Ronnie from Mi Primera Bitcoin. Thank you so much for joining us today, bro. Where could people find you and what you're working on?
Well, again, thanks a lot for having me, Nico. I really appreciate it. You can find us on Twitter at My First Bitcoin, Mi Primer Bitcoin, www.miprimerbitcoin.io. And you can find us on Geyser Fund if you want to donate to any of the projects that we currently have going on. And then again, I welcome everybody to come down to El Salvador. It's great. It's a blast. It's super safe. Don't believe any of the FUD. I know you mention it all the time. And then also one thing, Nico, we should make jersey swaps between Bitcoiners a thing here.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
we got some of these too.
I love that idea. Definitely when we are down there in El Salvador. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Another episode of Simply Bitcoin Live. Remember, guys, we're your number one source for the peaceful revolution. Make sure to tune in Monday through Friday, 12:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you enjoyed the show, make sure to smash that like button. If you really enjoyed it, maybe consider subscribing. If you feel like the show provided you value, number one thing you could do to push this peaceful revolution forward, not only share this content, share all Bitcoin content. But the party continues all the way to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, about 39 minutes live on Twitter Spaces. It's a co-hosted space with our friends over at Swan Bitcoin, best place to stack sats. And of course, producer Jacob. Shout out to you, man. It's always going to be a good show. It's always going to be a banger when producer Jacob talks. Anyways, guys, we love you all. We will see you tomorrow for a brand new episode of Simply Bitcoin Live.